Joining us on Community Conversations number two today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, we have a Cheryl City Police Officer, Dwayne Olendig. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. We were just talking about the weather and how wet it's been over the past several months. I don't know about you, but I'm mowing my lawn still in late July twice a week.
Yes, so am I. And it just seems like the grass is growing and it's looking green for the first time.
Well, as long as the rain holds off a little bit for next week, we have a big day coming up on Tuesday, and it is National Night Out. And for those that are not familiar, can you talk a little bit about what National Night Out is?
Well, National Night Out, it's a community, a police community-based organization where we want to get the community together to meet the officers. And so we do that once a year. And today, this year, it's in Central Park, and it's going to be Tuesday, August 5th from 5 to 7:30. And we want to invite everybody to come down. You can meet the officers and talk to us in person and actually put a face to the people that you talk to over the phone or if you see them in the cars. And it just helps bring that bond together.
So an important aspect here in the local community, Cheryl City. Let's talk about activities going on Tuesday, some of the activities and events that families can look forward to.
That's right. So again, this year we will have our backpack giveaway. With the backpacks, they're going to be stuffed full of school supplies, and the backpacks are donated by the Salvation Army, our local Salvation Army. So just remember, every time that red kettle is out, that's where some of your money is going to. And Zoetis is kind enough to gather up all the supplies and fill those backpacks. And I think this year we're going to have about around 225 backpacks. So Wow. Kids can get those for free. We also have the United Way and Valero do a shoe drive. So they'll have hundreds and hundreds of pairs of shoes that the kids can get a free pair of shoes if they need them. We'll have bouncy toys for the kids to enjoy. There's going to be food trucks on site. We have the pedal cars. There'll be the Bridge Church will have their train out there giving rides. We'll have water that's donated by Tyson's here in town for everybody to enjoy a nice beverage to drink if it's, see fit to. And then we also have the fire department will have their water ball going on. And then we do have Tynan's Recycling has donated a car for them. We're going to have some bodies, the dummy bodies, put inside of it, and they're going to crush it down. And fire department can play with their extrication toys and cut the bodies out the way they would on a real accident scene.
And that's an awesome experience for adults and kids, really, because obviously when you're out in the field, you have a crash, you're not going to be there to watch that. So that's a perfect opportunity to view exactly what first responders do out there in the field.
Yes, we'll also have AMR on scene, and then the kids can also, we have a face painter and a person that does balloon animals, so that'll give them something to look forward to.
That is awesome. And you mentioned there is going to be opportunities for residents to meet with the different officers, ask questions, learn more about the safety programs offered here in Cheryl City. Now, tell us why you think it's important for families and especially kids to come out and take part in the National Night Out.
Because I think it's just a good event for the community. Everything in the park is free for all the kids to enjoy, except for the food trucks, of course. You have to purchase food if you wish. And we want people to know who the officers are, because you see us driving around all the time. You see our faces. You may talk to us on the phone. But to see us in person and actually talk to us and have a conversation is what we really want to do.
That's right. Now, obviously, something like this wouldn't be possible without the help of community support. Talk about some of the local organizations and businesses helping out this year.
Well, some of the ones that are helping us out this year, we got CUSB Bank, and they have sponsored the face painting person. So we really thank them. McDonald's sponsors the balloon artist that we have coming. The inflatables are part of it's put together by the CCPD, and then Hauser Weiser Funeral Home also donated towards the inflatables. The free water is donated by Tyson's here in town. The train, obviously, is sponsored by the Bridge Church. The pedal cars have been sponsored by Fairway, and those are the Boy Scout pedal cars that you'll see on, like, usually on National Night or Party in the Park. And then we got the backpacks through the Salvation Army, Zoetis, and the shoe drive. We got United Way and Valero, and then Tynan Recycling.
Excellent. Lots of great support. Do you have a Facebook page or a website that we can go to for more information?
We do on the Charles City Police Department Facebook page. They have a thing up on there, and I know, or I was informed on Tuesday that night that we're going to go live on that page for a little while and take a little tour around the park and kind of show people what's going on.
Excellent. Anything I miss that you want to share?
No, just want to make sure everybody comes out and enjoy the night, and knock on wood, so far the weather's looking good, so we're hoping that we can get her to go.
It's going to be a beautiful day, sunshine, highs near 80 degrees, no rain until Wednesday, so I think
that's
we're good.
Perfect. Don't all need we need is 5 to 7:30.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Charles City Police Officer Dwayne Olendig, joining us here this morning, talking about National Night Out. That is coming up on Tuesday of next week, Central Park, here in downtown Charles City, starting at 5 p.m.